How can you weigh an elephant? Have you ever wondered how we can weigh a very large animal like a whale or an elephant? These days, a zookeeper can probably tell you. But in ancient times, there was no equipment for weighing such large creatures. About 1800 years ago, a boy in China by the name of Cao Chong figured out how to weigh an elephant when none of the grown-ups around him could do it. This boy's dad, Cao Cao, was the emperor's chief advisor. A feudal lord in the south wanted to get on his good side by giving him an elephant. Cao Cao took several of his staff with him to receive this gift, and he let his son Cao Chong tag along. None of them had ever seen an elephant before, and everyone was amazed at how huge it was. Pretty soon, they were all wondering how much this elephant weighed. Cao Cao asked, "Can anyone here figure out how to weigh this elephant?" Right away, a man said, "We'd have to make an extra large chunk. So the first step is to chop down a tall, straight tree." Another man pooh-poohed that idea, saying, "What good is a huge chunk when there's nobody strong enough to hold it?" At that point, everyone fell silent. Finally, a third man said with a sigh, "Well, the only way to find out how much this elephant weighs is to butcher it and cut it up into little pieces for weighing." Cao Chong politely listened to all the grown-ups offer their ideas, but he thought they were all pretty dumb. Seeing his dad shake his head after each man spoke, he also knew that his dad agreed with him. When nobody else had anything more to say, Cao Chong piped up and said, "Dad, I've got an idea. Let's go to the riverside and gently nudge the elephant onto a big empty boat. The weight of the elephant will make the boat sink down. We can then mark the waterline on the side of the boat. After that, we'll nudge the elephant off the boat. Then bring baskets of stones to fill the boat until it sinks to the waterline that we just marked. It will be easy to weigh the stones basket by basket. The total weight of all the stones will be the weight of the elephant." Hearing this brilliant idea, Cao Cao thought to himself, "None of my staff are as smart as my 6-year-old boy." Of course, he didn't say this out loud, but only stood there and smiled. Cao Chong had many brothers, but he was the smartest among them, and he was also very modest and kind to everyone around him. So naturally, he was his dad's favorite son. His dad was a very ambitious man. He was already the emperor's chief advisor at this time. But he wanted to become the emperor himself. What's more, he even wanted his favorite son, Cao Chong, to inherit the throne someday. Sadly, when Cao Chong was only 12 years old, he got seriously sick and died. But he will always be remembered as the kind and bright boy who outsmarted all the grown-ups around him.